Kia ora and welcome back to the show. Now, you would have heard during that ad break a ad for the Show Me Shorts Film Festival. Well, I'm very excited to have on the line with me the festival manager for Show Me Shorts, Mark Preble. Good morning, Mark.
Morena, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. How's the planning going? How's all the organisation?
It's good. We're at that funny phase with big events where we've been heads down for months trying to get all the little moving pieces working together. And tomorrow night we open in Auckland and then next week in Christchurch and Wellington. So we're at the point of it's almost here, it's almost happening, and we just have to wait for the audiences to arrive and to get to share these wonderful films with live audiences again after so much disruption in the last few years.
Yes, I have to say, so I was going to ask this, has the festival taken place the last couple of years?
It has. We've been one of the few national arts events that's been able to run uninterrupted throughout the entire pandemic, and that's been a mixture of taking some events online, having quite a diverse team throughout the country who are able to sort of jump in and run events outside of Auckland when we were locked down. So we had to shift quite a lot last year and have our main events as the Christchurch opening night and the Wellington opening night instead of Auckland, because Auckland season had to be cancelled. But even then we were able to run a number of sessions and selections online, which is something which we've decided to kind of make a longer term part of the festival to protect against any sudden the changes if that was to happen again. But also some people aren't able to access cinemas because of either geographic location or because of various disability issues or even social anxieties. And so we do think it's great to still have some selections available online for people to access. But we are focused mostly on getting people back into the cinema and enjoying a festival as a shared cinematic experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been a long time coming. So now, correct me if I'm wrong, but is this the 16th iteration?
17th.
17th. So what is different about this year's Show Me Shorts?
Well, so in the last 17 years, the festival's grown substantially. We started as one weekend of film screenings in one cinema in Auckland, and over the last 17 years has grown to 35 venues around the country.
Wow.
We've been in Christchurch for most of that time, and at Alice Cinema is one of our longest serving venues. So we've really had a great partnership with the Alice over the past decade or so. And in terms of what's different this year, I think it's the biggest selection we've ever had. There's 92 short films in total, and that's from around 30 countries. There's a bunch of great New Zealand films and some Christchurch-made films, which is exciting to kind of really share films with the community that's made them, and also world premieres from Iran, from Israel, from Denmark, I think, and maybe it's the Netherlands, and then just lots of films from all sorts of different countries and cultural perspectives.
Now, I believe there's like an opportunity to talk with some of the filmmakers during this.
Yes, so on our opening night event, which is next Friday in Christchurch, there are two sessions of the same films which play, and the filmmakers, two Christchurch filmmakers and one of an actor from another film who's based in Christchurch, will all be there introducing their films, and there's a kind of drinks reception and networking opportunity in between the two sessions. So you're welcome to come along to those. The times, I think, if I'm not mistaken, don't give you the wrong time. So the first session is at 6 and the second one is at 8:30, and then at about 7:30 in the middle is when there's a kind of networking opportunity. But the films play, the same films play at both of those.
Now, I was doing a bit of research about this. There's like themed sections to the festival. So how does that work?
So we want, audiences to have an exciting and satisfying emotional journey when they come to a Jimmy Short session. So we look for films that connect to particular themes, and we don't know what those themes are until we've shortlisted the films, because organically you start to see things in the zeitgeist that connect films.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So an example this year is there's a session called The Cost of Progress. So all of those films deal in some way with either environmental impacts or social impacts of our changing world. And that includes a couple of world premieres of New Zealand films. There's one of the Christchurch made ones is called Time Tourists, and that's a fantastic 6-minute short film.
Yeah, I talked to Ian the other day about that. Yeah. It sounds very interesting.
Really, really interesting film. All made in a studio in Christchurch, but looks like it's this, you know, incredible sort of futuristic landscape. And another one that's in there that's another beautiful New Zealand film is called Atalii or La Crescent, which is about gentrification in South Auckland. So it's two different aspects of progress and how it's changed. But it sort of will take you on a journey that will hopefully let you see some different ways in which people are expressing what's important to them that connect to those kind of themes. But then some themes are a lot more based on the genre. So we also have a sci-fi section called Future Visions and a thriller horror section called Twisted Twilight. And those are kind of more fun films connected to those genres. So in the Twisted Twilight, there's a fantastic New Zealand horror film called Breathe that's straight from the Sundance Film Festival. This is the first time Kiwi audiences get to see it. It's from a Korean-New Zealand filmmaker called Stephen Kang, and he's won awards all around the world for his films. This is like an exorcism film, really fun, really creepy.
Yeah, right, right.
And so if that's your sort of thing, then there's a whole section of films like that, and there's another really cool one in there called The Well, which is an animated film made completely within a video game engine. So, it's photorealistic animation, but really, really strange, creepy human characters in that. And so if you like a scare or something that's a little bit weird, then that's a great section to watch.
Well, horror can be quite polarizing, so maybe in short form it's probably the best way to start with that, I think.
Yeah.
And I did want to ask, is like a focus country as well?
Yes, for the last maybe 5 or 6 years, we've had one country that we focus on and work in partnership with. The embassy to try to bring out international guests. It's Switzerland this year. It's the first time we've had international guests here since the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, right.
Can't make it all the way to Christchurch, but the films do, which is great.
It's all right, I guess.
It's a Swiss focus section that has that also has like a cool sci-fi film called Phlegm. It's about snails suddenly arriving all over the world, and there's an animated film in there called Sauna about just a very weird and emotional experience in a sauna, and it's a strange animation sort of experience.
Right, okay.
The way the person feels while experiencing the sauna, and it's really cool session, very beautiful films, and it's nice to have a way of connecting to a particular culture and seeing different ways within one culture that they view the world.
Yeah, of course. Now, I guess the most important question, what are the details? When does the film festival run, particularly for Christchurch?
Sure. So we're at Alice Cinema, and opening night is next Friday, which is the 14th. And then it runs until Wednesday the 26th. All that Alice, that covers Labour Weekend as well. There's there will be some online sections available for roughly the same period as well. And all those details are on our website, which is showmeshorts.co.nz.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And it's such a cool festival, and 17 years strong is really fantastic. So thank you so much for joining me, and good luck with it all.
Thank you. Hope you enjoy the festival.
So just Google Show Me Shorts, and you'll find the website right there. A really, really cool wee thing to go to. Like I said, short films, easier than a full-length one, really.